do y'all know about being on a team? I think in today's society, and even in the church, I would say more so the church, we're stuck in practice mode every single day. Because if you were to think about a team, your football team, basketball, what have you, volleyball, baseball, you're going to have an offense and defense. The coach is going to set you up that way. But when you're getting ready to play a game, you're not playing against your own team. And then this is where believers miss it, because they're thinking they're playing against somebody else when they go out there and into the world. You're still on the same team. Team Jesus. We're living for Christ. This is about the kingdom. And sometimes we're trying to do what we can in order to trip this individual up, trip that individual up, and you don't realize we're on the same team. That's why Jesus says, this is how they'll know you are my disciples. This is how they'll know you are part of the kingdom. This is how they'll know you are on my team. What? Your love for one another. And we got too many people practicing, and they're stuck in that practice mode. And they're constantly trying to come against their teammate. Well, only one is belonging to the team at that time. So either you're on God's team or you're on Satan's team. It ain't that hard. God is good. Satan is. That's pretty quick, Katrina. That's pretty quick. But Satan is bad, right? We know that. We got two kingdoms. And my camera file fell down here. We're going to pick you up. We got two kingdoms at work. So we got to choose to operate in the kingdom of God on a daily basis. Now, I don't know about you. How many of you ever felt that God wasn't listening to what you were trying to say? Lord, here I am. How come you don't hear me? I'm crying out to you. Your word says to do it, and I don't hear anything. Nothing. Crickets. You ever felt that way? Maybe God's forgotten about me. Maybe he don't remember who I am. God knows who you are. But the important thing that we got to understand is that when we're going through that time, his timing is so, so, so important in our lives. So important. One thing you have to understand is that God will never quit on you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never, ever quit on you. He will not leave you. As many times as people may have messed up, and we have messed up in our lives, and we didn't deserve his grace and his mercy, and on top of that, still his favor, we don't deserve that. But it seems like we get to that place to where we don't think that the Lord hears us. He doesn't hear our prayer. He doesn't hear our cry. He hears you. But it's going to be done in his timing, not the world's, not yours. His timing. Things are getting crazy around me, God. I don't know if I can do this by myself. You're not doing it. You're never, ever doing it by yourself if you're following the will of God and you're following his word. You're never, ever doing it by yourself. Lord, my mortgage is due tomorrow. My rent is due, it's up. What am I gonna do? Am I gonna have to play these scratch-offs in order to try to win a couple thousand? I'm gonna spend my last $300 playing these scratch-offs so I can win $1,100 for my rent. If that's you, I love you. Lord, this sickness is getting to me. Doesn't feel like you want me healed. I don't believe you. No, no, no. God's will is for you to be healed every single time. Every time. Don't ever doubt that. But it may take a period of time because he might be wanting to teach you something through it. Not through that sickness, but just the fact that you can hear his voice. He wants you to draw closer to him. You don't think that I wouldn't say begging. You don't beg because we understand who we are in Christ. I was wanting a quick healing. Didn't happen. Happened over time. But there were certain things that I had to do. I received it, but in order for it to manifest, there were some certain things that I had to do. I had to get still and listen. So when those things were going on in the hospital and stuff like that, he was telling me, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. Why? I'm hearing his voice. I was sharing with some people last Wednesday. I was like, you know, when they were like 150 liters on oxygen, all this stuff is coming against me. And I told my wife, hey, bring my Bible up here. And when I started studying the word, when I started reading the word, my oxygen level, it was dropping like about the low 90s, where they wanted about 97, 98. I started reading that, and I began praising. It was staying 98. Then they come in, turn that oxygen level a little lower. Give me less. I started reading more and praising more. They come in a little later, a few hours later, turn on, man, you're doing good. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. You never doubt what God can do in your life, ever. Lord, all my friends have turned their back on me. So what? You got one friend that sits closer than a brother. That's Jesus. You have him all day long. He is your best friend. He is not going to betray you. He is not going to throw you under the bus. He is not going to talk bad about you. He loves you. He cares for you. You have that friend. Every single day of your life, you have that friend in Jesus. He's more than enough. You know, the Christian life is just boring, Lord. It's just boring. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's just boring. I just sit at home and not do anything. I say, the Christian life is not boring when you're living your life for God. Why? Because he's going to have you being bold. You turn down my camera, babe. It was facing me. But here's the thing. When you cry out to God, you'll know that he's there. You'll know that he's there. He's heard you. He's heard your cry. He's heard your pleas. He's heard your, I said, we don't beg. We don't have to beg because we're sons. We're daughters. People say, well, I was begging God for my healing. I was begging God for this. You don't have to beg. Because if you have to beg, you don't know who you are. You don't understand. Your identity is in him. You never, ever have to beg for something he's already given you. Lord, anxiety is at the max right now. My heart is racing. Lord, what are you going to do for me? Be still and know that he is God. Your mind could be playing tricks on you, and the devil is working on you overtime and what have you. You have authority over the devil. You have that because you're submitted to God. You're submitted to Jesus. Every single time, every time he comes back, nope, you're going to whoop him. Every single thought that may come across your mind, you don't have to speak it. You don't. Sometimes we do. Okay, if you speak it, take it back. Lord, I cancel that out in the name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive me for what I spoke. And then keep on moving. Thank you for cleansing me from all unrighteousness. Thank you. And just keep on moving. And Satan's like, but what about that? What about what? That's under the blood. People say, you know, Pastor Tim, we heard that you could be talking to devils. No, I talk at the devil. I talk to the devil. I have authority over the devil. But see, the thing about it is that when people start to plot against me, guess what I start doing? I start preaching. Yep. Amen. They don't want me preaching. Why? Because the Lord is telling me everything that is going on. So they try to shut you down. I'm going to continue to preach. Why? Because it makes the devil mad. All you got to do is say no. That's all I have to do is say no and be bold about it. That'll drive some people crazy. I'm going to continue to preach. I'm going to continue to speak the word. I'm going to continue to up here. I don't even hear 90% of the stories that ever come out on me. I don't even hear it. But I do know it in my spirit when I'm speaking it out up here. Well, you're lying. I don't lie. There's nothing to gain by lying for me. For me. I was telling my son one time, I said, we don't live by this. I never raised you up this way. We never raised our kids up in that way to see, to think about your race. I said, but I just know in society's sake, for society's sake, they're going to believe the white man over the black man. But I don't go off of that. That's like bottom for me. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God. I can't manage a lie. I can barely manage my life. No, it's fine. Chris is like, no. But I can't. And at the bottom, I know in society, in the back of my mind, they're going to accept this person's word of art. We could do everything the same. They're going to believe his story over mine. So what do I have to do? Got to continue to walk. Got to continue to live. There's a lot of things that's been done to me. I don't emotionally manipulate my kids. They don't even know half the stuff. Why? It's not a factor. Pastor Tim, you could be bitter. Nah, I'm better because we're getting better. Doesn't mean that I don't want to do something out of my flesh. But since I haven't done it, I've thought it. And I may sometimes even have said it. But I won't ever act on it. Well, you know, in the middle of pride is I. And I just have something for that. In the middle of justified is I. In the middle of alive is I. In the middle of faith is, why? Because we live by faith, not by sight. And Christ is alive in us. So what do I say about my naysayers? God bless you. I love you. You just have to love people from a distance. That's just one of those things. Sometimes they don't like it. But that's okay. Because we're going up. Some people will feel like they're stuck. Why can't I advance? Why does it seem like my life is like a record player that just keeps on skipping? Anybody remember those vinyl records? Oh, yeah. I mean, put the needle on the outside. Just let that thing play. Man, that's a beautiful sound. It's a lot better than what we have. I mean, if it's not scratched or what have you, it's a beautiful sound. And you don't want it scratched because it'll be stuck on, I know. Depending on who you're listening to. And it seems like our life gets stuck that way. Why am I stuck? Because we're focused on our timing, not God's. Our faith is based upon his timing and stuff, not the world's. See, our faith can override the world's timing. The doctors can say, you're going to be this way for 6 months. God's timing says, you could be healed instantly according to your faith. See, that overrides the world's time, but you're going off of his because he already done it 2,000 years ago. He already done it before the foundations of the world. He laid it. It's already a done deal. You're not the first person to go through this, but understand one thing. The bigger the battle, the greater the reward. The bigger the battle, the greater the reward. In Genesis 40, it says, Pharaoh's chief cup bearer, however, forgot all about Joseph, never giving him another thought. Joseph didn't get into his place until like 13 years after the fact that he was told that he was going to take over. What the Lord had told him, can you wait 13 years? All this stuff has got to be done in God's timing. Whatever he's told you 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, hold on to that because it will come to pass, but there are some things that need to happen because here's the reality, 2,000 years later, Jesus Actually, it was 4,000 in order for Jesus to come from the beginning, the fall of man. Why did it take so much? Because he needed somebody to carry his word out. He needed prophets to speak. He spoke through the prophets. He spoke to the people. Certain things have to, people, God will not, basically, he will not force you to do something. He needs people who are willing to go out and do what he wants them to do. Joseph, he could have gave up. But see, even when he didn't give up, God's favor was still upon him. God's favor is still upon you. Don't you give up because it's been 3 weeks. Don't you give up because it's been 4 years. Don't give up because it's been 19 minutes. Don't give up. Joseph never stopped serving. He never stopped. He never stopped serving. And God's favor was on him. Well, I'm done doing this church stuff. What? What? Go to another church. Hey, we will sew you into somebody else's church. God bless you. I don't need to talk bad about you. I'll sew you into another church. They got good ones around here. I'll sew you into another church. Ours is better, but they got good ones out there. But go somewhere where you could be fed. Well, I'm just not growing out of here. I said, you're not growing, or you're not getting into the place to where you can grow, because you don't just grow here. It's your Bible studies that you do at home. It's the journaling that you do. It's the time you spend with the Lord. You ain't going to get it all here. And here's another thing. No, you do not need my permission to do a Bible study. Just do it. If it's on your heart to do it, do it. You don't need my permission to have people over your house and talk about Jesus. I don't own you like that. That's on you. You wanting to know more. You wanting to learn more. You wanting to teach more. You wanting to grow more. It does not have to rely on me. You don't have to rely on me. You've been already sent to do that by Jesus. Go into the world. That's already been commissioned. I don't commission you. It's already been commissioned 2,000 years ago. Well, Pastor, what if they start talking and stuff? I said, they bring it here. God bless you. I'm going to love you. But I'm going to say what he's put in my spirit. Unapologetically. Did I say that right? And I'm going to do it out of love. So one of the things we need is patience. Patience is one of the 9 fruits. Patient endurance is one of the 9 fruits of the Spirit. Now, here's the thing. You might be saying, I don't have any patience. If you are a child of God, you have patience. Why? It's already been downloaded in you through the Spirit. Complete pack. You want to download it? Here you go. Here's your USB. Download. Right there. Boom. It's right here on there. When you gave your life to Jesus, downloaded. Your spirit became new. You came just like God. Love, joy, peace, patience. It's already in you. Now you just have to live your life by the fruit of the Spirit. It's already there. You could be kind. Yeah, you could be kind. I'm just not kind to the devil. But you could be kind. Galatians 5:22 says this. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, patient endurance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Every believer has this patient endurance. In Hebrews 10:35, it says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do my will. Your will, somebody else's will, God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. It don't matter what somebody else is trying to get you to do. If they try to get you to do something that's contrary to God's will, you say, no, thank you. No, thank you. My grandson would say that. No, thank you. I say, wait a minute, you ain't supposed to be saying no to this. No, thank you. I don't want to ask. No. Roman, you ready to go home? Chris and I ask, no, thank you. 35 more minutes. Never wants to leave Nana's house. See, regardless of what you face, no matter how great the trial is in your life, patient endurance is needed so that you can continue to pout all day long. Patient endurance is needed so that we can pout all day long or to continue to do God's will. God's will. Patient endurance is needed so that you can get bitter about your situation to everyone you see. To gripe and complain. It's to continue to do God's will. Well, what if this person say, who cares? You stick with the word. You stick with what God's word says. Your trust must be a confident trust. Confident means full of conviction. That's how confident you have to be. You got to be full of conviction. God says it and that. Come on, y'all know this. Y'all know. God says it and that. God said it so that. That's where we go. It don't matter if what I'm saying is contrary to what God's word says. If God's word says it, that I'm not God. And there ain't no other preacher around there, God. They're sons of God. There's only one Father who saved us. There's one Lord. He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. There'll be many kings, but he is the King. He is the Lord, the Lord, the way, the truth, and the life. If what anybody says to you, anyone says to you, doesn't line up with his word, you do away with it. Don't entertain it. The word entertain means to keep, to hold, or maintain in the mind. We don't entertain it. Why? Because it doesn't line up with his word. So you don't have time to be playing with thoughts that don't line up with the word. You don't have time to be hanging out with people who don't believe the same way that you do when you're going through something. David had the same problem, but here's the difference. David's enemy wanted to kill him. David's enemy wanted to kill him. Your enemy may want to assassinate your character. Your enemy may want to destroy your credibility, ruin your reputation. That's probably the extent of what your enemy will do. David's enemy literally wanted to kill him. Here's what he says here. But God has your back. He will save you. He will deliver you from all fear. He will protect you. In Psalms 27. Diana, you ready to flow with me? All right. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will what? Stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident, full of conviction. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the one thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. Here's the thing. Most people who are going through something don't ever want to come here to the Lord's house. They don't want to come. They'll do the pouting. They'll do the griping and complaining. But they don't ever want to come to the Lord's house. For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. When troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with what? Come on now. Singing and praising the Lord with music. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath, they threaten me with violence. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Whew. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. You never have to be afraid of another person coming at you ever again. Because if they're coming at you, they don't belong to God. If they're coming at you, they don't belong to God. I'm going to say this again. If they're coming at you, they do not belong to God. Reminded, seven sons, we cast you out in the name that Jason uses. We cast you out in the name that Miss Vicky uses. We cast you out in the name that Troy uses. We cast you out in the name that Dustin uses. Wait a minute. The demon looked at him and said, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. Dustin, we know. Jason, we know Jason. We know Miss Vicky. We know Troy. We know Johnny. We know Richard. We know Pastor Brandon. We know Kristen. We know Chris. We know Mary. But who are you? See, it's never good for people to discredit that you don't know God when you've whooped up on them. Because that means they never had a relationship with him in the first place. They didn't belong to him. So the more and more people talk about me, the worse it looks for them. See, we have to be careful on what we're saying is God and what we're saying is the devil. Because even the Pharisees were saying, it's because of Beelzebub that you're able to cast out these demons. Jesus said, y'all dumb in the head. If Satan drives out Satan, then that kingdom is divided. But if I drive out Satan by the word of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Two different kingdoms. So, what do they do? They're going to discredit you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to persecute you. That's part of it. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. You can, if you know how to dance, and if you just kind of do the table dance here and there, just your legs are just weird, do a dance. You're going to have to be brave and courageous when it comes to God's timing. Don't think that the wrong thoughts won't go through your mind, getting you to back off. People will constantly come across your path to get you to believe contrary to what you are trusting God for. And keep your mouth and your heart full of praise and thanksgiving. Sometimes that's tough to do. If you're bold enough to do it around people, watch them flee. Or they were going to rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to make people uncomfortable or they're going to start shouting with you. The just shall live by faith. Faith in God's timing, not in this world's timing. Your faith can override the world's timing. Y'all know about that woman with the issue of blood. See, in the world's timing, it took 12 years. And they couldn't solve the problem. But she said, or she actually had the thought, if I just may touch the hem of his garment. She heard that he was coming. Now she's got to find a way to get on out and make sure nobody sees her. Because under the Levitical law, she isn't supposed to be around anybody else because she was considered unclean. As she's going and moving through the crowd with this thought, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just get a hold of it, I will be healed. Power is flowing through him. People are touching him, but it was the thought, it was her faith that got her to the place. If I can just open up the word of God and read the passage of scripture, I know I will be healed. If I can just, when's the last time you ever put a demand on that? Because sometimes we can go through our day without even thinking about it. When was the last time you ever put a demand on that? If I can just touch. Her face overrode 12 years. Just like that. Faith is now. Now. And we live by it every single day. So put your faith to work. Every single day. You hear people say, you know, faith goes on the offense. It does with the word of God. Not with you trying to bring everything to pass. With the word of God, you speak it. But nothing's happening. God, do you hear me? Do you remember me? It's me, Lord. Now you keep speaking it and you keep walking it out. So when a situation comes, you speak that again. Something comes up that's contrary to it, you say it again and again and again and again, and you enter into thanksgiving and praise. And you shout. Why? Because you've already received it right then and there when you asked. Praise God. When was the last time you ever just praised him? I mean, I'm talking about when you had a 10-second praise break. When was the last time you ever had a praise break? Show of hands if it's been in the last day you've had a praise break. Come on, somebody. Come on now. What? Every day you're living in victory. However you want to do it, go God, go God. However you want to do it, you get the shouting, I'm telling you, demons will flee. I don't want to shout. Y'all got me last week. Freedom. Praise is a mighty, mighty weapon in the kingdom. How did they bring the walls down in Jericho? Well, they were obedient first to do what the Lord had told them to do. Praise. They gave a shout. Sometimes it may not seem like the right thing. I need to do this, A, B, C, D. And God is saying, just praise. You've already asked for that. Praise. We come in here with victory. We come in here shouting with our hands up. But if you're broken down, whether you're broke, brokenhearted, you're dealing with some stuff, I'm telling you, that's going to work every single time. So when do you praise them? When you don't feel like it. And when you do, you don't ever stop. I know some of y'all football teams played. Kansas City played today. They played Thursday, didn't they? They win? Oh, they played this coming Thursday? Okay, they haven't started yet. So you're going to cheer your team on. Just don't cheer them on when they play Buffalo. But you're going to cheer. That stadium gets loud over a pigskin. Somebody catching leather. And we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and sometimes we walk around with this. Praise. You walk through the doors of your house, praise. Lord, I just seem like this is just a lot of darkness. Praise. It don't matter if there's darkness there. Praise. I don't know about you. Sometimes you can get tired of talking about what you see and rather than speaking what you want to see. Praise. Boy, my lungs feel good. Sorry if I'm yelling. This man's crazy. But we praise. There's no better feeling. I tried to get my wife up this morning to dance with me. She's like, you are loud in the morning. I am loud. I said, babe, all black people are loud. I mean. I try to get away with stuff with her. And it's funny. She had said one day, now this is a racial joke, but it's a joke. She's talked about, she was eating some crackers. I only had crackers today. I said, babe, why are you eating your relatives? She goes, that's not funny. Praise. Shout. Get to shouting when you're driving. Get to praising him. Why? Because it's a done deal already. Whatever you've asked for with God, you don't realize that that can bring that a whole lot quicker. And some people want to keep you doom and gloom so that you don't ever receive or it be delayed or what have you. So they'll try. You got to get your focus back on Jesus. Not on a cross, because it's a done deal. He's on his throne. He's seated in heavenly places. He's not on that cross anymore. A better representation of Jesus is on the throne, not the cross. It's a finished work. So when we seek for help, we want answers. We go to Jesus. We go to his word. Saul got in trouble. I mean, even more so. When Saul was wanting he needed answers because this kingdom was going to be stripped away from him. All that stuff. And Saul went and saw a medium. And that medium, I said, and he had put him out because of the word of God. And Samuel was like, that stuff really works? I said, yeah, that's true. That's in the Bible. You mean to tell me people go to meet us? Yeah, that's in the Bible, but you're not supposed to. Why? Because God's got your answer. Don't disturb the dead. Don't disturb them. Let them rest. And then Samuel comes up, what have you done? Trust God. Full of conviction. You got to be confident. Full of conviction. Allow him to be your Lord in your life. And if you've never made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior and you want to do that today, just raise your hand and we'll pray with you real quick. If you've never, ever accepted Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, hallelujah. Everyone here is born again. So you know what that means? That we got to go out and get the lost. Well, I'm done. I'm saved. I don't need to do anything else. No, no, no. Now we go out and get the lost. We go win the lost because they need Jesus in their life too. And not just the ones you like. I know sometimes we want to invite the people that we like, but God loves the ones that you don't like because, you know, he wants them. I said, they need to hear it too. And we probably give them an edited version of the gospel. Why? Lord, I don't think they belong. They don't need to be saved. No, don't do that. Can I make y'all uncomfortable right now? I'm going to make y'all very, very uncomfortable. But it's something that the majority of the hands came up when I said, how many of y'all praised in the last day? So, Dan, you got some music? You got some music? Do you have some fast music? For 15 seconds, let's give God the praise. We are the body of Christ. I don't make up the church because I'm just one person, but we make up the body of Christ. And for 15 seconds, we just gonna praise. All right, you're gonna give God the shout. I'm gonna turn my mic off so I don't drown anybody out. You got some music, Dean? Get it going. And ask. Because you want what's best for us. I ask that you continue to speak to their hearts and minds and touch their families, their lives, their marriages, their relationships. We thank you for the wisdom that comes with all the witty inventions that you may give us to be able to use it for the kingdom. We thank you for healing in every person's body today, and even on camera. Healing in your body. You've been given a death warrant, but I speak healing in your body right now in the name of Jesus. It ain't over until God says it's over. So don't you fix your mouth to say that. We thank you. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going to receive communion. If you would, are the kids in? Okay. Whew, that was good. You know I'm going to blast that on the way out. In 1 Corinthians 11, 23, it says, for I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. See, the blood of Jesus grants you access to the most holy place. It says in Hebrews 10, 19, and so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. In 1 John 1, 7, I may have given you John 1, 7. Okay. It cleanses you from all sins. Nothing left after that. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. In Ephesians 2, 13, it says, it'll bring you into a closer relationship with the Father. But now you have been united with Christ. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus also secures our eternal redemption. In Hebrews 9, it says, with his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once for all and secured our redemption forever. The blood of Jesus paid for our freedom. In Ephesians 1, it says, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. We are justified in God's eyes. In Romans 5, 9, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So that kind of comes against God's wrath has been poured out on mankind. So when people are over here prophesying doom and gloom for this nation, his wrath has already been poured out. God is not going to destroy America because his children are here. It's already been poured out. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, Lord. And as everyone here, if they haven't received their healing, Father, through the blood, through this communion, Lord, we thank you that they have today. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So as you come out with your families, come and partake the Lord's body.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website, at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.